I'd like to learn over the second Tosfos Kan Shama Rebbe Akel Labala Mois. Before we see the Tosfos, let's just refresh our memory. We had in the Mishnah two cases. One case we had that Almona that had a schus to get a ksube mosayim. He owed her a ksube mosayim. And there are two cases. The first case is that she sold a karka that was worth a mone for mosayim. And she got mosayim for this karka. The second case is she took a karka that was worth mosayim and she got a mone. So, in both cases, the Tana says, Niskablo Ksuboso. So, she's paid up already. So, the Gemara had asked Akasha as follows. Bishloime, when she took a karka that was worth mosayim, and she sold it for a money, so she can't have any tainis to the Yisayimim, that you didn't pay me up my ksube. She had taken a karka that's worth mosayim, and she was a batlan. She sold it for a money. So atav sadit. So maybe that's not. You have no taina to the yisayim. You sold a karka that's worth mosayim for a money. That's your hefsid. But the Gemara asked in the other case, when she took a karka that was worth a money, and she sold it for mosayim. So here the Gemara says also that it is kablok suboso. So let her say, "Ano avachno fakert." I only took from you a kark of a money. I'm an excellent salesman, so I sold someone this kark for mosayim. But that's my halvocha. That's my ingenuity. That's not, you didn't give me mosayim for my ksuba, you gave me a money from this money. I made mosayim. But, you still owe me another money. That was the Gemara's kasha. And that kasha, the Gemara answered, Kan shona rebi hakel lebala mois. So the Gemara answered on this kasha, that if a shliach sells something and through his ingenuity he gets more money for it, and it's a dovo she'ein loy kitzve, that means there's no standard price for it. I mean, it's something he could more for it, could give less for it, and he got a large sum of money. So we say that the money goes to the Bala Mois. I don't look who the Hishtadlis was through, even though the Shliach was Goyrim, was Mesaviv, that this amount of money should come, but forget, the money is a payment for the Kalke, which is Ein Loi Kitzve. There's no standard price for it, so the money goes to the Bal Hamois, which in our case would be the Bal Akalk. So Mamela, the money was paid for the Yisayimim. That means that it's for their Kalk. Now, let us see Tosfos. Kan Shona Rebbe Hakel LeBal Hamois. So Tosfos says, Lochere, I could ding sich with this raya. And Tosfos says, Ein litreis. Lefia Yerushalmi, the mukilog shahizalog shahiker, alav hochi hoda, the hochi mishum dloyotza kake mirshusa yisaini. Now, let us explain Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos had brought down before a Yerushalmi. Now let's speak about our case. We're speaking about a case that she took a karka that was worth a money and sold it for mosayim. So the Mishnah says, Niskablo ksuboso. So our So our Gemara's mafalpa. Why isn't this kabbalah k'subos? What did it say on Noavach? Now fine, okay, that's our sugya. But the Yerushalmi has another problem. The Yerushalmi has niskablik suboso. Mainly when this lekeach will wake up and they'll find out that he got such a raw deal. They sold him a kalke that's worth a money for Messiah and will be mevatel the Mecca. So the whole thing is bottle of mevutel. And the Yerushalmi is going according to Rabbi Yochanan that even though I know lekeachois, but there's a bitl Mecca by Kedei Domov. That means if it's sold double the amount that it's worth, so everyone knows it's a bitl Mecca. So the Yerushalmi asked the Kashis, so what's that niskablok sugdoso? The minute this lakeach will wake up and find out how he was duped, he'll give back the kalkin and we'll get back his money and we're back where we started from. So the Yerushalmi says in Akimte, it's speaking about the next day when he found out that karka is worth now $200. So Maisa went up, her mazel, or his mazel better. So the Mephoshim Yerushalmi says, he's not interested in having charote. Baruch Hashem, he gave $200. He got a kalka that's worth $200. Tzayniray of Yasin. So Mamela, that's the Yerushalmi's terence. Now, Taisvis asks Akasha. Now, according to this Yerushalmi, so Taisvis wants to say, so could be the Gemara's Kasha is Bechlal Natshver. Ain't litrois. Lefia Yerushalmi, the Muki law, that the two cases of the Mishnah, one case is speaking about the case of it was worth Mosaim and she sold it for a money. The next day it's taka worth a money, so that's why she doesn't have charote because she won't get anything from having charote. The kalk is today worth a money. Shahikir is our case that it was worth a money. And she sold it for Masai, and now it's worth Masai. But if this would not have occurred, if the market value would not have changed, so the din is that, let's go in our case. In our case, it was a karka shalmone, and she sold it for Masai, so the next day the lekech could have charot. When he finds out that they've fooled him, he could have charot. Now, the Taisus HaRosh, when he brings down Taisus Kasha, he says a few more words, which we will understand the Kasha a little better. Halav Hochi Hoda, Hilkach, therefore, Shani Hoche, the Loyotza HaKalke Mirshus HaYesoymen, if it wouldn't have become more expensive, so the lekeach could be hoda. So the kalke never went out mirshus hayisaimim, v'huzal v'hukar birshusam. So when it became worth more, the yisaimim's kalke became worth more. That is how the Taisus HaRosh, and that's from Taisus Kasha also, but the Roshan of the Taisus HaRosh is a little clearer. Now, I'd like to explain the way I think Pshat in this Kasha is. But I'll give a shtikel hakdome. In Simen Reish Chav Zayin, Siv Dalet, there's brought down a machloikis, when there's a mekach, there's a mecher of bitl mekach. Let's talk about karka. Someone sold a karka that's worth 100 zuz, he sold it for 200 zuz. So the Mechaber says that the Lekeach could have charote, the Nisane could have charote. I mean, he was duped. You sold him a $100 karka for $200. He could have charote. What if for some reason he doesn't want to have charote? Can the Moicha have charote? The Moicha wants to have charote. Akasha for Maisa, why wants to have charote? Wants to have charot. So the Mechaber says the Ma'ane can't have charot. I mean, The Misani can have chazote. It's a Becker toys by me. I was overcharged. You can't have chazote. And the Remor says the Ma'ane could also have chazote. The Ma'ane could also have chazote. I think this is all before the Misani said before she's makabalot. That means in this month, before anyone said anything, the Ma'ane could also have chazote. So the Nesivis explains what is pshat in this, and this day, it's two terutzim and teisvus and Baba Basra, the Goyim says, that this day holds the kozman shehanisane yochel levatel, kozman, the misane still has a koyach to be mevatel the mekach. When he wasn't mekabel the mekach beferish, so he still has the right to be mevatel. Loi nigmar hakinyan. So the kinyan is nigmar. So nothing happened yet. It's not pshat it happened and he'll be mevatel the mekach. No. Loi nigmar hakinyan. The kinyan was a nigmar. So if the kinyan was a nigmar, v'yochol manigam kilevatel. Nothing happened yet. We're on hold. We don't know yet. So if it's no gmar kinyan, so the ma'ane can also be mevatel. That's what the Nesivis says pshat in the Remor. Now I think this is pshat in Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos is saying as follows. When she sold a karka, one day she sold a karka that was worth a money, she sold it to the lokeich for Mosaim Sus. Sold it for 200 Sus. Monday, did anything happen yet? According to the Nesivis, nothing happened. It's only Gemara Kenyan. The Misane can have Charot. Tuesday, the price went up. Now, that has nothing to do with the Kenyan. The Kenyan was Monday. If the Misane would want to have Charot, he could still have Charot. Kozman wasn't Mekabel, the Mekhi could have Charot. Tuesday, the price went up. Whose karke became worth more? So, Taisus understood, you know whose karke became worth more? The Yisraelim's karke became worth more. That means, when the Almone sold the Yisraelim's karke Monday for 200 zuz, and then there was a karke that was worth 100 zuz, nothing happened yet. It wasn't nigmar hamekach. So it's not sold yet. So if it's not sold, who does it belong to? Belongs to the Yisayme. Now Tuesday, when he became worth 200 zuz, so whose karke now became more expensive? The Yisayme's karke became more expensive. Fine. So now Lemaisa, Lemaisa, she got paid $200 for the Yisayimim's karke that is worth $200. So what's the problem of the Gemara? The Gemara is a problem on Noah Vachne. That means I made a revach over here. That means I made the Yesh Ma'ayin. I took a 100 Zuz karke and I sold it for 200 Zuz. So that's my ingenuity. That's not your karke. Hold your horses. It's not so poshut. Since the Yerushalmi says that the lekech could have charote, so the day of the Mekach, nothing happened yet. Now it became more expensive. Fine. So now the lekech says, I'm not interested in having charote. Fine. But Kozman, you had this Kabbalah, the karka was still Birshus HaYesoimim. So Memele, so the 200 Zuz, so is given for a kalk of Yisoyimim, which is worth 200 Zuz. That's the Gemara Mekach. So what is she tying on the Avachna? The Gemara says, a whole shtik teure, Kansha on the Rebbe, that is Pshat Achsim and Taisus Kasha. Let us again see the words of Taisus Kasha with the Taisus Horosh. Ein litchois lefia Yerushalmi, the muki lok shahoizel uch shahike. It's speaking about, you know why the lekeh the nevchalata, because it became worth the next day to one jutsus. Halav hochi, if it wouldn't have been hoike, hoda. So then the lekeh could have chalata. Now he doesn't want to have chalata. Now he decided, why should he have chalata? I have a $200 kalke. So now let's say the losh of the Taisus Arosh. Halav hochi hoda. Hilkach, therefore, shani hoche de lo yotza hakalke mirshus hayisoimim. The kach, since he could have chalata, so the kalke never went out mirshus hayisoimim, because Kozman, he could have chalata, so the mekach was a nigma, vohu kal mirshusam. So their kalke became more expensive. So memele, so you don't say Torah can't show the Rebbe. The $200 is being paid for a kalk of the same. That's worth $200. I mean, the Maise Mekach started yesterday, but it wasn't Nigma yesterday. The Gemara Mekach is today, and the Gemara Mekach is on a kalk that's worth 200 zuz. So what's Pshat in the Gemara's kash? That's me, that is Pshat in Taisu's kash. Now, so Taisus answers, the Imkain, if you're going to ask such a kasha, Gabi Shove Mosayim Bemone. Now, let's Tachzalu Asoda. Elevadai Hoche Vohoche Konoson Kedefrishis. So Taisus says, if you're going to ask such a kasha, so Taisus before had brought down another kasha. Now, let us see the Taisus before. Taisus says, and on the first Taisus on the Omod, before the Kanshan Rebbe, around 8 lines from the bottom of the Taisus, Taimok Tzas. Now, Taisus is asking Akasha, in the case where it was Shove Mosayim, and she sold it for a money. So the Yerushalmi asked the Kasha, so we say, Ida Afsa Danavsha, it's a felon, you took a Kalka Mosayim, in fact, the Yerushalmi, but she can be Mavatal the Mekach. That means this transaction that she sold the Kalka, a $200 Kalka for $100. So she was Nisane, so she can be Mavatal the Mekach. Yemavatel the Mekach, so nothing happened. So we're back where we started from. So now let it be going to sell another kark. I mean, this is... So the Yerushalmi said it is speaking about that it became cheaper the next day. That means she had a Mosayim Zuz kark that she sold for a money, and the next day when she chapsech, that she made a big boo-boo, and so it's speaking about that the taka became worth a money. So it's not worthwhile for her. So what will she gain? She has charote. So they'll give her back she'll give back the money and she'll get a kaka the money. So it's not worthwhile for her to have charote. That's the Yerushalmi's teretz. So Taisus said, Teimek tzas, afal gav dohoizel amekach. You're saying she's not gaining anything from it? No. Mikomokim tachzabo legabi alakuchas. Let her come and say, let her have chalota. She come over to lakuchas the next day. Rabbi say, you know, I was so upganat, I took a 200 zuz kak, I sold it for 100 zuz. I want to be mavatel the mekach. Not. Tachzabo legabi kuch, shrei mecha loy hoye klum. It's a bitl mekach. There's no mekach. I was up canal. What'll be? So what'll she gain? So she'll gain back a karka that's worth 100 zuz? No, she'll gain meiridik. V'tachse a karka li yisaymin. So it means if the mekach is bottle, so now the yisaymin get back the karka, and it's worth 100 zuz, and now we're finished with an Isaac, so nothing happened. Now we start from new. Now, Amon, like this, I would end up with 100 zoos in this Kabuk Subosor. I'll be mischaret on the Mecca. Now I'll be mischaret on the Mecca. I'll be mevatel the Mecca. Some emele. So there never was a Mecca. And now I'll be able to be gave of Osaim Zeus. V'yeshloima. The hoyel ubishashe kiblo hakarke hoye shove masayim. When she took the karke, then it was worth masayim. Is miyad rotzisa lohitzi akarke meshusa yisayim lachnisa leshusa lakeach. So she wanted to take it from the yisayimim and give it to lakeach. Verehi kemoishen iskadno liknois akarke b'ksuba b'oisesho. So it's ke'ilu she was niskaven to be kind of the karke for her ksuba b'oisesho. Dach sechmir, pshat in toisvis is, I think that's how the ktois understood pshat in toisvis. That pshat in toisvis is that when she sold the karke, it pshat is, she's a shliach from the Yisayimim. But we hear that svar, we mentioned from the Ritvan, the Ram, that Yad Shliach, Ki Yad Meshalach, she's considered a moicha, she can't sell to herself, because she can be moitzi from her, she's the same issues of the moicha. I think Taisus means to say, as follows, that by selling it, it's hers to sell. It's not hers to buy, but it's hers to sell. So the minute she took the karka to sell, so it's hers to sell. So if it's hers to sell, so she can go back to the Yisayimim. That means b'shas the mekach, it became yours to sell. So you took a $200 karka to sell. Now what did you do? You were a battle and you sold it for $100. Fine. But to the Yisayimim, you can't come and talk anymore. Listen, there's a bit of Mekach. Nothing happened. An echtike tog. The minute you sold it, it became yours to sell. So it became hers already. That means she didn't buy it, but it's hers to sell for Aksuba. So she received 200 zoos to sell. So you're finished already. So you got your 200 zoos. Whatever you did later, that's your geshef. So now the Yisayimim are out of the picture. You took from us $200. Afili, you'll be mevatel the mekach, so that's between you and the lekeach. He'll give you back the 100 zoos. He'll give you back the karka. You'll give him back the 100 zoos. That's between you and the lekeach. But the Yisayimim, forget about. You can't say that if the Mekach isn't Chal, so it's Ke'ilu, there never was a Mekach, and it remains the Kark of the Yisayimim. That's not true. The minute you sell it, it became yours to sell. It's yours to sell. So if it's yours to sell, so you received already 200 zoos from the Yisayimim. So finished. Whatever you do with the lekuches is that's a private affair. But to the Yisayimim hotisnit, that's lechem shat and taisus teres. The hoyel ubishashe kibla karka, when she received the karka, hoyeshova mosayim, then it was worth 200 zuz. Miyad rotzisa lohitzi a karka meshusa yisayim achnis leshusa lekeir. So she wanted to take this 200 zuz karka to take it away from the Yisayimim and give it to the Lekeach, and to sell it to the Lekeach. So pshat is, so she's taking the 200, it became hers to sell. So just like she got the karka, she took it to sell. So memela, it's her karka already. Would there be a bitle mekach between you and the lekuches? That's the din is only between you and the lekuches, but the Yisayimim are out of the picture already. Now, That's what Taisus said before. Now let's go back to our Taisus. So our Taisus asked, let's just go back to our Taisus. Our Taisus asked if a keltikash. Our Taisus asked if she had a kalke that was worth a money. She had a kalke that was worth a money. She took a kalke from the same as worth a money. And then she sold it for Messiah. So the Gemara, the people, let us say, I know a vachna. That means I just took from you a money, and I know a vachna, and I made the extra money. So you owe me still a money. That was the Gemara's cash, and the Gemara says, cash on the Rebbe, with the whole shtick teire. So Taisus says, I have a different explanation. What's that kind of vachna? The Mekach wasn't chal yet. It was the Yisaimims. Since there was a dinai noah, so as we mentioned with the Nesivis, it was the Yisaimims. Bershusam hukah, so memele, it's not pshat is that their kaka was worth 100 zuz. When it became worth 200 zuz, bershusam hukah, so when the mekech is nigma, you have a kaka of Yisaimim that's worth 200 zuz, and it was sold for 200 zuz, so memele. So that's the terrace on the Gemara's cash. She can't say, I know a vachne. The Yisaimus or Bishusamuka. So Taisus answers on this cash. If you'll say that it's the Yisaimim's kalke, dim kenga bishove Messiah b'mone tachsalusa, this would only be shver the Friedeke kasha also. If you'll say it's the Yisaimim's kalke, when she sold shove Messiah b'mone, so let her also return the kalke to the Yisaimim. Elevadai hoche v'hoche konason, kedefrishes, you have to say ma'ashtik teire, it's not the Yisaimim's kalke anymore. The minute she takes it, it becomes hers to sell. So Mamela, when she took a kalke that was worth a money, and she took it to sell, so it's hers to sell now. If she sold it for Messiah, that already is an asik between her and the Lekuches. If that Mekech was Chalif, it wasn't Chalif, but the Yisaimim are out of the picture already. The Yisaimim out of the picture. So she took 100 zuz kalke and she sold it for 200 zuz. But it can't say b'shu samuka. The kasha was b'shu samuka. That is what Taisvis is saying. So this Taisvis is shreklach shver. There's a masho asks a kasha. The masho says a teretz. And the Ktzai says two kashas on the Masho. Now let me just say over what the Masho asks. The Masho asks, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, what does the Gemara answer on this kashe? Kan shone Rebbe hakel lebal hamois. That means the Gemara asks a kashe that if through her ingenuity, she received 200 zuz for the kalkim, which is worth 100 zuz, so the money should belong to her. So the Gemara says, no, kan shon Rebbe, when a shliach sells something for a mishalach, hakel lebal hamois, the payment is not diverted to the shliach, the payment is to the bal hamois. We're giving 200 zuz. It's not for you. It's come to Ayashikoyach, but in the payment of the karka, the payment of the karka is to the bala karka. Now, what did Taisvis answer over here? Taisvis says that what? That who's the bala karka? Taisvis asked Akasha, do you say me about the bala karka? Bishusam huka. So Taisvis says, no, not the Yisaimim of the bala karka. She's the bala karka, because the minute when she sells it, she sees the bala karka. So if she's the bala karka, so now really we're in hot water. We asked the kasha, let her say the 200, I took for you a karka of 100 zuz. And you gave 200 zuz, that's for my ingenuity. So what is Tosfos saying? Not only for this, she was like a queen of the karka, it's her karka. So if I cancel the 200,000 is for her karka. So, what's the terrace of the Gemara? This kasha the Marsha is. So the Marsha says the terrace on this kasha, that you have to learn Tosfos a grain of salt. That what Tosfos said before, that's kilo, she was kind of the kalkim. That is l'toivas ha-yisayman. That means there we ask the kasha, let's be able to give it back to the yisayman. So we say, that's kilo, she was kind of the kalkim. So l'toivas ha-yisayman, we consider ke'ilu she was kind of the kalka, so she can't give it back to the Yisayimim. That's if she took a kalka that was worth Masayim and sold it for a money. So l'tayvus ha-Yisayimim, we consider ke'ilu it became our kalka. But here we're talking about l'chayvus ha-Yisayimim. L'chayvus ha-Yisayimim, you don't say ke'ilu it's her kalka. That's what the Masha answers. That means that this whole inyan that's ke'ilu hers to sell, you have to take with a grain of salt. And it said, l'toiva say yisayimim, not l'choiva say yisayimim. In fact, the Helik says two kashas. One kashi says, fine, you said a beautiful vault. So it's l'choiva say yisayimim, you don't say it. So we're back to Taisus kasha. Taisus said, ask the kasha, it's b'shusam huka. So Taisus says, no, she was kainah. When it's l'chayvus ha-yisayimim, she's not kainah. So we're back to the kasha. So what's the teretz of Taisus? Number one. And number two, he says, if you look at the Taisus, alavadi, hocha ve'hocha konasam. Hocha ve'hocha means, sign the case, when it was Messiahim, and she sold it for a money, and sign when it was the money, she sold it for Messiahim. These two kashas the Taisus asks on the Masha. Okay. But that's became a little clearer the Taisus al Kaponim, so now we can learn further. Iboyilu, Anu Gemara. Omalei, this is a little less than half of the Yomid, where we find Rabbi Kibega's, the Gilin Ashas, Zovin. Iboyilu, Omalei, Zovinli Liske. A person told a shliach, you should sell a half of a kul. That means, I want you to sell half of, I have a kul karka, I want you to sell half of a kul. Va'ozal v'zovin le'kure. And he sold the whole kul. My. So what is pshat in this? Moisiv al dvoro, what is pshat? That means, he's a shliach to sell half a kul. Now he sold the whole kul. Mm-hmm. So the second half, he had no right to sell. That's push it. And the second half, the becher is in chal. That's no suffix whatsoever. But the shail is in the first half. Was the first half chal? Was a half a kul sold? Moisev al dvorevu? Is it considered he was moisev? He added on, he sold something. That means he sold what he was supposed to sell. He sold something else also. So the second half of Kura Pashetzach is not chal. But Veliske Miyakoni. But the first half of a Kura sold. He made him a shlich to sell a half of Kura, and he sold a half of Kura. Oidil me mavir al dvoravu. I told him to sell a half a kor, he's selling a kor. See, that's not called his my shlichus. He's a partial shliach. He's not listening to me. I told him to sell a half a kor, he sold a kor, so it's nothing. Veliska nami leikoni. So Yenna wasn't kind of, the lekech wasn't kind of for the half a kor, so nothing happened. This is not the shlichus. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, omele zovenli liske, omele shluchai. He told the shliach, sell from my sode a half a kul. And even he sold the whole kul. So that's the shaila. V'liske miyakoni lekeich. A half a kul he was kaine. V'im bo bala bayis lach zareine chayza. You made me a shliach to sell a half a kul, and I sold the half a kul. So memela, so that is chal. Yeah, the half a shteitzach is not chal. Toshma. So the Gemara says, I'll be poishet the shayla. A very interesting shayla. Omar balabayis lishluchoy, tein lehen chaticho, the Mishnah Mila says, chaticho, chaticho loichim. A person had, two oichim came. So he told the shliach, you know, in the refrigerator, there's a few pieces of meat, give a piece to Reuben, give a piece to Shimon. We'll find out later, Nebuch, this meat was kochim. Okay, that's a problem, but let's say they weren't aware of this at the present time. Okay, so he says, give each one a chaticha. V'hu aima. Now, the shliach is, one chaticha, there were two stout oichim, that's one. V'hu aima, t'lu shtayim. He said, take two. Each one of you take two. V'hein not t'lu sholesh. And they helped themselves to three. The meat was so good, so they took three pieces. So each oirech took three pieces of meat. So we have a very interesting chadgadya over here. The Baal Abosso said that give each one. The Shliach on his own initiative told them take two, and they took three. So it says in the Mishneh, Kulam Mo'alu. So each one is Mo'al Behegdish. The Baal Abayis, the Shliach, and the Yochim, each one is Mo'al Behegdish. So the Gemara says like this. I amrit bishloime moise val dvor of havi, if you'll say. That means the shliach had a shlichus to tell them to take one. And he told them to take two. So this is similar to our shaila. That means he added on to the tzivui of the balabos. Siyamrit bishloime moisev al dvorav havi. That's called. That means on one, I'm your shliach. I told them to take two. Oh, so the second I was moisev. That's not shlichus. So the second chetichet, I'm doing this on my own accord. So memela, I'm moil. But the first chetichet, I'm doing it bishlichuscha. Yamrit bishloime moisev al dvorav havi. Mishmachi balabai is mo. So that's why the balabai is mo. Because the first chatiche was given to them, bishlichos habalabai. He told them, so, Eli amrit mavir advorav have. But if you'll say, the minute the shliach does differently than when the balabos told him, it's not called partial shliches in partial eisof. It's called, this is not what I told you to do. So so you did not do what I told you to do. Balabayis amai mol. So why should the balabayis me mol? You didn't do my shlichus. I told you, you did something else. Vosnan ha-shliach shosha shlichusai. Balabayis mol. Lo yosha shlichusai. Shliach mol. So, and here it says that the balabayis is mol. So we have an offer naraya. That moisev al dvorov. So memele, so, can be pushed to shape. So the Gemara says, no, it's not right. Hocheb Mayeskinen could be here speaking about the Kimte. The Omer Lehu, he told them, Tlu Achas Midaita Shel Balabais. He said, the Balabais said, I'll tell you the truth. The Balabais said, you should take one. So I'm giving you. V'achas Midaita. And I'm telling you, you take a second one. They heard that for shakla in the class, and they took a third already. I mean, it's fine. So about kaponim. So if it's talking about such a case, some emela, then there's no problem of. I mean, it's he's not maver al dvorav. He said klah. The balabos said you should take one. I'm telling you, Hashem was to take one. So this is mamus. He was mekayim the shlichus of the balabos, and this he said on his own accord. So he's a mail. Let us see Rashi. Ten lam chatiche chatiche mi boso shiyeshli bekeli. Bu aimalem tlu shtayim. Shtayim kolechen became each one of you should take two. Vehem not lu sholish sholish. U besaib nimtsa boso shalegdish. Kulam molu. Balabayis mol sha'achas hoise midatoi. That means the dachila of the first chatiche, that was midaite. Beshliach mol beshniya. Boichem beshlishis. אחס מידס פעל הבית, פריוס הבו השליחו סו. That's the old Mesef Advor. Let us see the bottom Taisvitz. Da'am Allahu tlu echod midaitei shal balabayis. So memele, so it's called Mesef Ashlichus. So memele, so what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, that means if you would tell them, take to b'shein the balabayis, So that's called, everything is his. Each one is his. This is not the balabayis. But it's, we make an akimti, he said, Claude, take one, tulu echod mi daitoi, shal balabayis, and one you should take from me. Tame. Fektoises akati im maver al datayav. If you wouldn't say this, so it's called maver al daitoi. That means if you tell them some they take two, so this is not what the balabos said, so then the balabos wouldn't be moil. Hishliach amaymo, sha'uchem eviru al daitoi, shal shliach, fakteis amir di kekashe. So why is the shliach mo? Estes, he told them take one from the balabayas, fine. And take one from me. I'm telling you to take one. But they took two. So they didn't listen to him. So the two that they're taking, if you hold maver al daitoi, so that means that I'm not doing it because it's not, I'm listening to you plus. No, pshat is, you told me to take one, I'm taking two, so this, I'm not doing what you told me to do. Frektach toisve, so why is the shliach more? They took two. And he told them to take another one. If you want to press me to the walls, I can tell you the same akimte. They also said the same pisgam. That means two were taking, one from the balabos, one from you, that were listening to you. Fine. He said, but you don't need this whole thing. Here you don't have the problem. The davke shliach beinen, the leima hoche shlo yizbro echim shayim astam shal das balabayis emikem. The shliach has to say rocho bitchak tane. One is from the balabosses, one is from me. Because if the shliach doesn't say it, so memele, so they hear from him that the balaboss said too. So memele, So then the shlichus of the balabos wasn't the sky. So therefore you have to make an akimti. He said, one from the boss and one from me. Avol ma shehein loikrin yoisi ma shomar shlich yoidim em shoisi midatum loy midah shlich. This is zicher not. Not that we're maver al daitroch. This is zicher, this third thing that we're taking, you told us to take two, we're taking three. So the third is zicher not. We're doing what you told us. The third thing we're doing on our own geschäft. Aber kaponim, this has nothing to do with the two. This has nothing to do with the two that you told us. You told us to eat two. Fine. We're listening to. We're eating two. Finish. Now I decided to take a third one. This is nothing to you. This has nothing to do with your tzivui. That means whatever you told me, I'm doing. I'm taking two. The third is I'm taking myself. A shteitzach says nothing to do with maver al daitoi. Maver al daitoi would only pass if he tells them the balabos said take two. So then the balabos said, I never said take two. So maybe you're not my shliach. So therefore he has to say the balabos said one and I said one. But then if they're taking three, that's zicha that the third thing has nothing to do with what he's saying. This is a davar nifra. Al kaponim. So we have here a shaila. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Hoysa Ksubosa Mona. We hear in the Mishnah that this case, Hoysa Ksubosa Mona, the Ksuba was a Mona, Umocha Shove Mona Vidiner Bemona, Mechra Bot, the Mecher is Bot. So the Gemara said, what is Pshat in the Mishnah? My love, Dizovin shovin mone vidina. Bimone vidina. Umay bimone mone shalo. Mone shalo. Now let us explain what the Gemara understood the Mishnah. The Gemara Deval understood the Mishnah as follows. She was entitled to a ksuba of a mone. Fine. That's what they owe her. She went and took a karka that's worth a mone vidina. And she sold it for a mone vidina. And mecha bottle. And it says in the Mishnah, mecha bottle. So we have here the same case like we had the Shaila. I mean, someone made a, she's a shliach to sell a karka that's worth a mone. And she sold a karka that's worth a mone vidina, for a mone vidina. She got the right price for it. But she sold more than she was entitled to sell. And it says in the Mishnah, mecha boto. So now, if you hold moisev al dvorov, so then, let us say, listen, okay, I sold too much, okay. But the mone what I sold is sold. The dinner is not a parsha. We'll take care of this dinner. But the mone I sold is sold. If it's maver al dvorov, I mean, you only have a right to sell the money, you sold the money of a dinner. Forget it. You have no right. This old mekach is not ice gehalten, so it's a mekach bottle. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Again, how is the ksuba was a money? The ksuba was a money. Umocha shove a money of a dinner, bimone for her ksuba that's worth a money. Mecha bottle. My love dissolving shove a money of a dinner, bimone of a dinner. She sold the money for a money of a dinner. Umay bimone mone shelo, that she sold it for her money. That means she was entitled to sell a kalke for her money, and she sold the money vidina. Umay afilu, and it says afilu. It says in the afilu yemeres arzer dina liyorshim is mechabot. My afilu, afilu yemeres arzer es adina liyoshim bedina mikakoi. Oktoni mechabotu. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. My love dissolving shoven mone vedina bemone vedina. Shlehoye bemone vedina shem toy. Svakel. It was sold for the exact price. Umay bimone diktoni. That would have said she sold a mone vidina bimone, bimone shalo, kloima, bishvil mone, shaylo liskabo. She was entitled to sell a kalka for a mone, and she sold a kalka that's worth a mone vidina. Shaylo liskabo, mech, bishvil mone, shaylo liskabo, mocho, she sold, shove mone vidina bishovye, and she got a mone vidina for it. Umay afilu yemeres pshite. Well, watch out. Afilu she says that what? That afilu she says she'll return it. Pshite, she can't say that, she wants it like that. No, dinamika koi. Arzer ve eknamin elekech shava dinavarziren olam. She tells them very nice, listen. I did the wrong thing. I'm gonna buy back this dinner, the extra dinner what I sold. I'm gonna buy back the kark and give it back to you. So what do we see from the Mishnah? So we see that if you had a right to sell a mona and you sold more than what you had a right to sell, so the whole thing is bought. Oma Ravune Bereide Rav Noson Loi Bedoizel. No, you're learning long pshat in the Mishnah. Be'emesin Moisef al Dvorov. That means if she would sell a mone vidina, so the Mekach is Ichachal. The Mekach is Ichachal. Why? Because she sold a mone, and she had a right to sell a mone vidina. She didn't have a right. So good, well, the dinner she'll buy back, but the mekach and the mon is a mekach. Now the Mishnah is speaking about that she sold their karke without the correct shabbos. She sold it at a cheaper. She took a karka that's worth a mona v'dinah, and she sold it for a mona. So that's the reason why the mekach is bottled. She only has a right to sell the karka for the right shabbos, and she sold it too cheap. So that's why the mekach is bottled. Go on under azach. You have to sell it for the right value. You can't sell it for less than its value. Speaking about a different pshat the Mishnah, that moche mone bedino bemone for a mone, not bishvil the ksubis mone, for a mone. And that mishmochi mechaboto, the toso, shemoche shavu mone bedino bemone, so it's a mekach tois. Loi bedois. Frag die Gemorre, ome de Seife bide Oizel, habe Reiche bide Loi Oizel. So the Gemorre says, no, the Seife speaking about Oizel. So the Reiche speaking about bide Loi Oizel. Now what's the Seife? This is the Seife of our Mishnah. The Ktoni Seife. Now, the Loshen of the Seife is misleading. Let me tell you how it says in Shini. The Loshen of the Seife is misleading. So when we'll learn the Seife, I'll say over how we saw in Shini Neschoit. Now we'll understand Pshat in the Seife. The Ktoni Seife. The Seife says as follows. Hoiso ksuboso arba meis zus. The ksube was 400 zus. Mocha laze bemone. So, there were four kakois. Mocha laze bemone. Kaka number one, she sold for a mone. Gevaldik. Laze bemone. The second kaka, she also sold for a mone. Steitin shini nischois, velaze bemone. And the third kaka, she also sold for a mone. So all three kakois, she sold for a mone. Ulaachoin, the fourth karke, yofe mone vidino. And the fourth karke, that means the first three karke, she was going good. She sold the right shabbos. The fourth karke was bemone vidino. The fourth karke, yofe mone vidino bemone. Shel achoin mecho botul, vishel kulon mechon kaim. So we'll see. So the Gemara understood that the Sefer is speaking about, what is Pshat in the Sefer? We'll see. The Sefer is speaking about that she made her toys in the Shavuos. That the fourth karka she sold for less than its value. So it says, Mechon Botel. So now, if the Sefer is speaking about Oizel, so then the Reisha has to be speaking about Mocha Shove Mone Vidino, Bishvil Mone Odino, for Haksuba that's worth a Mone. That means we had two cases. We have two cases in the Mishnah. We have one case in the Mishnah, Mocha Shove Mone Vidino, Bimone. Now we had two Pshotim. First we had wanted to learn that this means that Mocha Shove Mone Vidino, she sold it for a mona bedinah, for the ksuba that's worth a mona. And it says mechabotel, that was the first mahalach. So it says mechabotel, so we see mavir al das palabayis. That's what we see. So the Gemara shlugged up, no, you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means mocha shove mona bedinah bimona for a mona. That means she got a mona for it. So the reason Mechel is bottle, because it's oizel. She sold it, she did not sell it for the right price. Really, we paskin moisev al das babais, but here the Mechel is bottle, because she sold it not for the wrong, for the right price. Frek de Gemore, but the Sefer, what's the case in the Sefer? The Sefer is moisel. That's the case in the Sefer, that the fourth karke, she sold it, amone, dinner for amone, so say the fourth karke, the mekach is bottle. So the Sefer's telling me, oizel, the mekach is bottle, so kochach, the reishe, is coming to tell me, mavir al das palabais. That's shat the Gemara's kasha now. That's the Gemara's kash, amid the seifim. Amid the seifim b'doizel, avareisha b'doloyoizel. That's the Gemara's kash. Now let us see Rashi and Tosfos before we go further. Amid the seifim, the tarti b'doizel omali, lashmin. You can't say that both are speaking about oizel because it's repetitious. Yeah. Now let us see Tosfos. Hamid the Seifa b'dezila. So now Tosfos had a problem. How did you know that the Seifa is b'dezila? Maybe the Seifa, maybe that's Pshat the Seifa. Maybe Pshat the Seifa is that la'achrein yofe mona v'dina b'mona. That means the Seifa is speaking about Maver Adas Balabayas. Maybe that's it. The last kalke, she sold Yofa Mona Vidina Bimona because of the money that he still owes her. So maybe that's Pshan the Seifa. The Gemara Vaistachois, the Seifa is Oizel. So you can't say the Reish is Oizel, because the Seif is Oizel. But says, who told you the Seif is Oizel? Could be, the Reish is Oizel, and the Seif is Maver Adas Balabais. And let's appreciate this. The appreciation is in the Kashe, because the Gemara seemed to understand that Oizel is more poshut than Maver Adas Balabais. Because that's the Gemara's dicha. Could be it's not called Mara Das Balabais. It's called Moises. In your case, if you sold a money within about money within, so that's called Moises. That's a, but Oizel is a chasol. That's a batlo de shemekach. You sold it for the wrong price. So Oizel is more poshut than the mekach is bottle. So the Gemara said, you want to bring a guy from the Reisha, that the Reisha is Mavar Das Balabais. Mo says, no, could be Mal, it's not, it's called Moisel. So the Gemara says, and the Reisha means Oizel. The Reisha means Oizel. But tomorrow it can't mean Oizel, because the Sefer means Oizel. So Tosfos says, how told you the Sefer means Oizel? Maybe the Reisha is not Oizel, and the Sefer is Mavar Das Balabais. Finished. So how did you get that? Le'evshe le'foresh la'achin yofi mone v'dina b'mone v'dina the le'evshe le'foresh la'achin yofi mone v'dina b'mone v'dina. She sold it for mone v'dina. Umay b'mone b'mone shelo. The ksuboso dalad me'yezuzi. Because the ksuba is dalad me'yezuzi. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, so even though he only owes her a mone, but he wouldn't have said b'mone. That means, the ksuba is 400 zuz. That's a doichik to say that the mone means because she sold 3 kakois already. He wouldn't say b'mone. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh is pshat in Tosfos. V'teima. Ibe de zile. Now, so where are we up to now? We're saying that the Sefer is B'dezila. It says the Sefer is B'dezila, so the Reisha has to be Mavi. Is my Irya Zila, B'deloi Zila, Nami Mechrabot? Petr Tosfos, such a kasha. We had mentioned before, and that's the Ivra of the Gemara. What is more poshet mechabota? Zile or loy zile? So he said zile is more poshet, because that was the dich of the Gemara. It could be loy zile, it's moisek. Zile is thus. Now, what is the Gemara saying now? The Gemara is saying, you know, the Sefer is zile and the Reish is mavel. That's what Sefer is zile, Reish is mavel. So why do you have to tell me zile? Every zile, in this case, she sold a mona v'dina, so there's maver also. There's maver and zile. So if I talk to you, so why does if the reish is telling me that maver is mechem botel, so why does the sefer to tell me zile? I mean, that's a kosh game. B'taim, ibe de zile, ma'iri ye zile, b'loi zile nami mechem botel. Matzina lemeima the Tana Seifa legluya reish. Ain't a chanami taka. The Seifa is poshit. The Badaloi Zila. That's right. The Seifa is talking about Zila taka. It has to be talking about Zila. Tesla before says bemone. And from the Seifa, now I know pshat in the reish that the reish is Badaloi Zila. Oid Matzina lemeima dava mine tvei havim mavir loy Zila. The mocha shav mona vedina ba mona vedina mahechet de zile zok the taisis arosh to have it tois. So memele, so pshat and taisis is like this. That means like this. The taisis is saying there's a svara to say that zila is not mavir. That means if you told me, if I know I have to sell a mona, and I go and I sell a mona vedino. So that's called mava das balabayas. I mean, so that's not the shlichus. So memele, so that's called mechabotl. You were told to sell one thing, you sold something else. So that's mechabotl. But this zile is speaking about over here. What shot she sold a mona vedino for a mona? She thought that's how much it's worth. So the whole thing is a tois. So here there's a sfora to say that this is not considered maver al das balabois. I'm listening. You told me to sell a mona. I'm selling a mona. Now I found out that this cock is worth a mona vedina. So it could be here there's no chesoron of maver al das balabais. Because I'm listening to you. I just made a mistake. I thought this was worth a mona. So here's mechon bottle because he didn't sell it for the right price. So Mamela Sotaisva says, so it's no kasha that if it says Mava Das Balabais, why do you need the safe? The safe is not Mava Das Balabais, since it is Batois. That's Shatan Taisva second terrace. When it's a toys, so then it's not called Maver al Das Balabais.